We got to go to the house, and yeah, that was interesting. And the whole setting up, and everything. It was very intriguing to see how you guys work, because you do it in a scientific manner. Because a lot of these things, people go in and they're like, oh, I see this, I see this. You guys are not like that. So I commend you, and I respect you guys for that, because you're not going in saying, ghost, 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 ghost. We're going to get a ghost. We're going to capture it. You're there to scientifically say, okay, this is what's going on. How do we prove that this is, you know, something out of the normal, which is what paranormal really means, or is this something that we can explain away? Because there was times when we would do stuff, somebody, one of us coughed, or we dropped something. We said, that was us.
So, I mean, stomach growled.
Yeah, you had a lot of that, Chris, especially when we're doing EVP sessions. So you had had, both of you had had previous experiences at this location. And I know, Bobby, you kind of had...
I had like a big experience.
Yeah, a big experience, if you want to tell everybody about it. Because that's where we kind of had some of our experiences in that same room that we'll have evidence of.
Well, and Chris and I had come down not too awful long before this, what, 60, 90 days before this, and did like a little pre-investigation of this place. And we kind of did what you did. We went into it not knowing a whole lot about it. In fact, when we got there, the owner of the property, Chris, just said, I don't want to know anything. So he kind of removed himself, and she kind of filled me in a little bit on the history of the building and how it had all come about. So what was interesting is we spent, oh my gosh, till wee hours of the morning there. And we had been to, you know, the rooms that
she said was active.
She said were much more active and really had not had a whole lot of stuff going on. Now, I have to interject a second about paranormal investigations, because everybody watches TV. I'm going to tell you, when you watch those shows, that's 3 or 4 days worth of evidence they've captured. It, you know, it is not like that in real life. And it's really, for the most part, sometimes really long hours of a lot of boring nothing. Now, when you review your evidence, you find out it wasn't as boring as you thought it was. But it really is a lot of nothing. We had gone into this room that has a bed and it had a couch in it, and had sat there. Chris had invited whoever was there to come and sit between us. I'd like to personally thank Chris for that. I'm still convinced that it's because of his open invitation this all happened. And not too long into that, we had Boo Bear.
Yes, Boo Bear and I have a relationship now,
yes,
I tell
ya. Boo Bear is pretty awesome. And he's a little teddy bear that has a whole lot of little equipment inside of him that helps us, you know, determine. You can touch him, and he'll say things so that you know something's touching him. He has a temperature gauge in him. He's a pretty cool little fellow. But we were getting ready to go do a passive session, which means that we're going to set up equipment, leave it in there. We're going to go outside and leave the DVR cameras to film. So we were making sure the cameras could see everything. And we got ready to leave, and I literally could have laid down on that couch and gone to sleep. I was so tired, and like I said, nothing exciting had really happened. And about that time, Chris is standing there right beside the bed, nobody's moving, and something yanked up the back of my shirt. And I don't mean just like flicked it, I mean like grabbed it and yanked it up. I came off that couch like a bullet. I will tell you that, you know, no matter how tired you are, when something like that happens,
you get away real quick.
Yeah, you do. Adrenaline is a wonderful thing. And I jumped up and I'm like, oh my gosh, Chris, I can't believe it. I'm not kidding. Something just yanked up my shirt. And he's like, oh my gosh, you're kidding. And well, we went back and we were reviewing the DVR first. So we ran in there and rewound it. And you definitely can see like my shirt being yanked up, which was pretty cool. So then we got the recorders out, and at the time we had the digital recorder and an old cassette type deck recorder,
right?
And we had the camera going, the deep
just a regular
the digital
camera.
Yeah. And so on all three of those cameras or audio devices, you can hear right before it happens footsteps, like, and we, I don't know that they're coming up the stairs or coming across the wood floor from the other bedroom, but it's definitely bam, 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 bam. And you hear it hit the landing because it's a big boom. And then you hear me jump up and say my shirt just got yanked up. And then we get a recording right after that, and it's a male voice who said, I done it.